The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is a podcast by the Business Times.
Welcome to Money Hacks, a podcast series by the Business Times, where we explore useful financial tips. I'm your host, Chris Lim. Insurance is a risk management fundamental you absolutely need to sort out before considering more advanced money hacks. And in this post-pandemic world we live in, critical illness insurance is more crucial than ever. We're going to tell you exactly why in this episode, which is brought to you by Great Eastern. Helping me explain this crucial topic is our guest, Colin Chan, Managing Director of Group Marketing at Great Eastern. Welcome to the show, Colin.
Thanks, Chris. Happy to be here.
What exactly is critical illness insurance and where does it sit in a listener's insurance portfolio?
Well, Chris, critical illness insurance is insurance protection, which pays out a lump sum when the person who bought it gets some major condition, major illness, like stroke, heart attack, cancers, major cancers. And in the way it is, it gives you a cash amount, right? Which basically is there to help cover living expenses, cover what you may have not been able to earn because you may have stopped working for a while, cover some caregiving costs, loss of income. And this is different from the medical insurance, which may be based for your hospital bill. Of course, if you do not have medical insurance, a critical illness insurance plan lump sums could be used also to pay for that. Effectively, it gives you that coverage, that funds to use as you deem fit to the best of your needs, right, for critical illness.
But there's more than one type of critical illness insurance, though, isn't there? Maybe you could help our listeners walk through the different types?
Yes, Chris, there are actually a whole range of different types of critical illness plans. From the late 80s to the 90s, that's when critical illness insurance first came about. And then we have what is now known as those late-stage plans, which is where you have very severe critical illness. And from then, that has evolved to early-stage plans, which are pay on earlier stages of critical illness. Very easy to understand would be for different stages of cancer. Late-stage plans may be paying for stage 3 and 4 cancer, and the early-stage plans would start paying from stage 1 of cancer already, right? And then you have what we would call all-stage critical illness plans. So they pay a bit on the early stage, a little bit more in the mid-stage, and more on the later stage, right? And another version of critical illness plans is the critical illness plans which pay on specific illnesses. So I would like to buy a cancer plan or a plan that covers heart disease and so on, right? But the most updated version of the critical illness plan, what I would say the latest OS of a critical illness plan is what I would call a multi-pay critical illness plan.
So Colin, could you tell us a bit more about multi-pay critical illness insurance and how it works?
As the name would explain, it pays you multiple times on various stages. And effectively what that means, it auto-resets. Auto-resets in the sense that even though you have claimed for the critical illness, you have suffered a critical illness, and if you had recovered, your insurance still continues. And in case something else happens later down the road, it would reset and pay again, right? That is the beauty of the multi-stage critical illness plan. The vast majority of our customers have critical illness plan in some form or another. Of course, given that the late stage plan has been around for the longest, that is the plan which a lot of people have. But more and more, we are seeing people getting covered with the multi-pay top-end critical illness plan.
If you like BT Money Hacks so far, please subscribe to Money Hacks on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, and like us and give us a rating. And now back to our conversation with Colin Chan, Managing Director of Group Marketing at Great Eastern, about why critical illness insurance is itself absolutely critical, this episode is brought to you by Great Eastern. Now, before the break, Colin was walking us through the different kinds of critical illness insurance and the latest and greatest evolution in critical illness insurance, which is so-called multi-pay critical illness insurance. Colin, how is this sort of multi-pay critical insurance structured? How is it put together? Is it a rider? Is it something additional? So how is it structured?
Great question, Chris. Before I explain how it's structured, I'd like to share a little bit of background in terms of a research that we did for consumers around the whole idea of critical illness. We actually did a study last year to understand what concerns people have about critical illness and their understanding of critical illness. And we spoke to people who had suffered from critical illness and their caregivers, as well as people who have bought insurance but haven't really had the situation of being inflicted with a critical illness, right? The interesting thing is for those people who have encountered that critical illness, either themselves or as a caregiver, the vast majority, large majority of them feel that they didn't have enough critical illness coverage. Because whilst they may have medical, they realize that there are a lot of ancillary costs around it. The other key concern that these people had was the fact that after they had recovered from their illness, they realized that they don't have any more insurance for illness. And some of these people are pretty young. I mean, in their 30s, 40s, still have a whole lifetime ahead of them. And when they tried getting, repurchasing more illness coverage, insurance coverage, of course, because of underwriting and all of that, almost all of them who tried to get an additional critical illness plan after recovering from critical illness, for example, a cancer, almost all of them couldn't get a new plan. And some were able to get it at higher premium rates because of loadings and so on and so forth. So this was a need, and the vast majority of them wanted to continue their cover. This was a need that we saw. And that's where the multi-pay critical illness plan comes in very handy. For a plan like that, for someone who have been inflicted with a critical illness and more of these people are getting younger and have a whole lifetime ahead of them, the coverage auto-resets after they recover. And you automatically continue with your insurance to be covered again if there's a critical illness that may happen in the future. So that's how the plan is structured. For Great Eastern, we have this plan, which is called the Multi-Pay Critical Illness Plan. It is part of our Great Life Advantage comprehensive whole life insurance plan, which has the option to include a whole range of different protection benefits and riders. Right? So specifically, this Multi-Pay CI Plus is a rider to our Great Life Advantage plan. And for those who are interested, a lot of information about this plan and the benefits and the studies which we have made is available on our website as well.
Okay, and as you mentioned, it sounds like the key benefit of multi-pay CI, this critical illness coverage, is that it stays with you. And of course, that's the intention many people have when they buy insurance. They want to not just cover themselves at one point in time, but make sure that whatever they're signing up for, the coverage extends however long they need it, versus it suddenly ending and then they find they have to pay an extra cost in order to get that reinstated. But how then do you go about getting critical illness coverage? Can you pay for it? I mean, that's cash, of course. Can you pay for it with CPF and MediSave, for example?
Well, for critical illness plans, it is not using cash. There is no CPF schemes which can be used to fund for that. So you would pay for it. But I'd like to take up your point about this, the reason why people buy insurance to get covered. You're absolutely right. And that need for people to make sure they have that continued coverage is very, very apparent and very, very real, and getting even more important given people are living longer and illnesses are happening to the younger group. And that is why there's this evolution of this plan. I think in the past, in like 40 years ago, when critical illness was first introduced, the thought was that, okay, this probably would happen at much later stage in life, right? So possibly the concern of the continued cover of the debt was a little bit less. But now, in today's day and age, it is a much greater concern. On the point of the premiums and how much you would pay for this using cash, just a simple example, for a 30-year-old, someone who would buy a plan from us under our Great Life Advantage, if he were to have a cover of about 150,000, 200,000 for critical illness and death and comprehensive cover, and if that coverage for critical illness is on the all stage, not the latest version, the all stage version, which pays on various stages, perhaps the premium would be about $200 a month for that plan. But to buy the multi-stage, he would just have to top up maybe an additional 10%. So $220, $230, an additional 10% more, and you get that assurance of that continued coverage. I think that's a very compelling reason to consider the multi-stage CI plan.
Thanks for that, Colin. That really helps our listeners, I think, get a handle on how much more they would have to top up for multi-pay CI coverage. So we're talking roughly 10% on top of what they might already be paying, even if they already have, as you mentioned, all stage coverage, but not multi-pay. If they wanted multi-pay coverage, we're talking roughly 10% increase in their premiums, which sounds reasonable for the kind of benefits that you get with such coverage. Thank you for being on the show, Colin.
Thanks, Chris. Great to be here.
We've been explaining why critical illness insurance is itself absolutely critical with my guest, Colin Chan, Managing Director of Group Marketing at Great Eastern. This episode was brought to you by Great Eastern. And that's a wrap for this episode of Money Hacks, a podcast series by The Business Times. But don't forget to subscribe to BT Money Hacks on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts or Spotify, and like us and give us a rating.
That was an SBH podcast by The Business Times. Find us on Spotify, Apple or Google Podcasts, or streaming on Google Home. Do feedback to us at podcast@sbh.com.sg. You can also check out more podcasts on various topics at The Straits Times, The Business Times and Money FM 89.3. Any financial or investment information in this podcast is for use in Singapore only and is intended to be for your general information. Any particular investment or decision should only be made after consulting with a fully qualified financial advisor.